All right, get ready to dive into some pretty mind-blowing stuff.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about universal laws this time.
Okay.
You know, think of it kind of like a cosmic rule book
Right.
for life success and maybe even like bending reality a little.
I like it.
We asked you guys to send us some YouTube videos,
Okay.
and you really delivered. We
Awesome.
got a whole stack of them all about these universal laws
Cool.
from channels like Supernova, Audiobooks Library, Ygas Life,
I've heard of them.
Conscious Power, and a bunch more.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
It is how all these YouTubers are
Yeah.
approaching these laws from like all these different angles, you know?
Totally.
So what we're going to try to do
Okay.
is pull out the core ideas from all these different videos,
Okay.
highlight some of the most interesting examples they give,
Will do.
and then see how we can actually apply this stuff to
Right.
our own lives.
Exactly. Like, make it practical.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So where do we even begin with all this?
Yeah. Well, one thing that I noticed
Okay.
is that a lot of these videos
Yeah.
talk about this law of divine oneness,
Okay.
this idea that everything in the universe
Yeah.
is like fundamentally interconnected.
You know, I gotta admit, when I first heard about this whole oneness thing, it kind of sounded a little out there to me, like a
Right.
little too woo-woo.
I get it.
But then I watched that Supernova Audiobooks Library
Yeah,
video
yeah.
about quantum entanglement,
Right.
and suddenly it didn't seem so far-fetched anymore.
Yeah, it's mind-blowing
It really is.
how quantum entanglement
Yeah.
shows us that, like,
Yeah.
particles can be linked across vast distances
It's crazy.
and instantly affect each other.
Yeah. It's
It
like,
suggests a level of connection that
yeah.
we're only beginning to grasp,
It
really.
makes you wonder
David
if
Veit.
everything is really connected like that,
Yeah.
then our thoughts, our emotions, our actions,
It all matter.
they all have an impact. It's like we're not just these isolated individuals,
Right.
but part of this like
We're all part of one big web.
giant web. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a powerful thought.
It is.
So that grumpy mood I woke up with this morning, it's
Okay.
not just affecting me.
Potentially.
It's rippling outwards into the universe.
It could be.
Okay, that's making me rethink my morning routine.
Yeah, maybe some gratitude journaling
Maybe,
or
yeah.
meditation could help.
Worth considering.
Definitely.
So speaking of vibes,
Oh, here we go.
this brings us to another law
Okay.
that pops up a lot in these videos,
All right.
the law of vibration.
Yes.
This one's all about how thoughts
Yeah.
and emotions have these frequencies that
Right.
attract similar experiences.
Like a Traxel.
Yeah, like we each have our own little energy radio station
Well, I love that analogy.
broadcasting our vibes out to the universe.
That's a good one.
So what are we broadcasting?
Right, exactly.
That's the question.
And the cool thing is,
Yeah.
these videos actually give us some practical tips
Okay.
for raising our vibration.
Yeah. Like what?
Like practicing gratitude,
Okay.
using positive affirmations,
Right.
even being mindful of the people we surround ourselves with.
Yeah, it's like you can actually train your mind
It's like a muscle.
to be more positive,
You
right?
can, yeah.
Like training a muscle.
Exactly.
It is fascinating.
So by focusing on positive thoughts and emotions,
Yeah.
we're basically tuning ourselves to a higher frequency.
Precisely.
Okay, I like that.
It's not about suppressing negative emotions or
Right.
pretending to be happy all the time.
Yeah, that's not realistic.
No, it's about recognizing when our vibration is low
Okay.
and consciously choosing to shift it.
So instead of being at the mercy of my moods,
Yeah.
I can learn to become the DJ of my own vibration. I
Exactly.
like that.
It's a powerful concept.
It is.
So, are you ready to dive a little deeper
All
into this
right.
whole attracting experiences thing?
Let's do it. All right, let's talk about the law of attraction.
Okay, the law of
The
attraction.
one everyone's talking about.
Yeah, this is the one everyone talks about.
Manifest your desires.
Right, the whole manifest your desires thing.
But it's not as simple as that.
No, it's definitely not as
And
simple.
just wishing for a sports car,
Yeah.
and poof, it appears in your driveway.
If only it were that
Yeah.
easy. The videos are pretty clear about
Yeah,
that.
they emphasize
Yeah.
that the real power of the law of attraction
Right, okay.
lies in aligning our inner world.
Okay, what does that even mean?
It's about our beliefs.
Okay.
Our beliefs play a crucial role.
Okay.
They point out that if we have these deep-seated beliefs
Yeah.
that contradict our desires, we're basically sabotaging ourselves.
So, like, if I want to attract abundance,
Right.
but deep down, I believe I'm not worthy of wealth,
Exactly.
no amount of visualization is
Yeah.
going to magically make me a
It's
millionaire.
about aligning those beliefs.
So, the real work is uncovering those limiting beliefs
Yes.
and consciously shifting them to
Exactly.
align with what we actually want.
That's the key.
Okay, that makes sense.
It's not just about slapping of positive affirmation
right
on top of a foundation of limiting beliefs.
Right. You got to address the root of the issue.
We got it.
Okay. So before we get too deep into all that,
yeah,
there are a couple of other universal laws that I want to touch on.
All right.
Have you heard of the law of polarity?
Oh, yeah. The opposites.
Yes. This is the idea that everything has its opposite.
Light and darkness.
Exactly.
Joy and sorrow.
You can't have one without the other.
Exactly. It's a fundamental principle.
It's like, it's not about trying to eliminate the negative or pretend it doesn't exist.
It's part of life.
It's about accepting it.
Yes.
As a necessary part of life.
Absolutely.
It's like that.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the law of polarity reminds us that those challenges, those setbacks,
they're not random.
They're not just random events.
They're part of the dance.
They're part of the cosmic dance of life. Yeah.
Exactly.
And speaking of dancing,
okay,
this brings us to the law of rhythm.
Oh, I like this one.
This one emphasizes the cyclical nature of life.
The ebb and flow.
Everything flows and cycles.
Seasons.
Seasons, tides, day and night.
Our energy levels.
Even our own energy levels.
Exactly.
You know, I'm definitely a night owl by nature.
Okay.
But sometimes I try to force myself to be a morning person.
Yeah.
And it just never ends well.
You're fighting against your rhythm.
It's like I'm fighting against my natural rhythm.
Yeah.
So instead of trying to be on all the time,
right,
we should embrace the ebb and flow.
Work smarter, not harder.
Exactly. Work smarter, not harder.
Exactly.
I like that.
It applies to so many areas of life.
Okay, so we've talked about oneness, vibration, attraction, polarity, rhythm.
I've covered a lot.
I'm starting to see a theme here.
What's that?
It's like all these laws are pointing us towards this idea of balance.
Yeah.
Balance between the positive and the negative.
Okay.
The masculine and the feminine,
right,
the times of action, and the times of rest.
That's a great observation.
And that actually brings us to a law that directly addresses this balance between masculine and feminine energy.
What's here?
The law of gender.
Yes.
But you know what?
Yeah.
I think we should save that one for the next part of our deep dive.
Sounds good.
It's a concept that deserves its own exploration.
It does. It's a big one.
So join us next time.
Yeah, we'll be back.
As we delve into the law of gender.
It's going to be fascinating.
And all the juicy details.
Absolutely.
Welcome back.
All right, round two.
We're diving even deeper into these universal laws.
Let's do it.
You know, I'm still thinking about all that stuff.
Yeah.
We talked about in part one.
Yeah.
It's a lot to process. So before we jump into the law of gender.
Okay.
I want to go back to those first few laws.
Right.
I'm really curious about how they actually play out in our lives.
Right, like the practical application.
Exactly. It's one thing to understand the concepts.
Yeah.
But how do we actually use this stuff?
That's the key question.
It is.
Let's take the law of vibration, for example.
Okay, yeah.
Remember we talked about it's about understanding the why behind it all?
Right. It's not just about gratitude journaling or affirmations.
There's a deeper level to it.
There is.
Remember the analogy of the personal energy radio station?
Yeah. Broadcasting our vibes.
Exactly.
So our thoughts and emotions are like the signals.
Precisely.
And the frequency of those signals determines what we attract.
It's all about resonance.
Okay. So if I'm feeling stressed and anxious, my energy is vibrating at a lower frequency.
Most likely, yeah.
And if I'm feeling joyful and grateful,
higher frequency.
It's higher frequency. Okay, so how do we consciously control that?
Well, it starts with awareness.
Okay.
Becoming aware of those frequencies and learning to shift them.
That Ngasle video mentioned brainwave entrainment.
Oh, yeah, that's fascinating.
So we can use things like certain types of music.
Binaural beats.
Yeah, binaural beats.
To actually shift our brainwave patterns.
So it's like giving our mental radio dial.
Love it.
A little nudge.
Yeah, towards a more positive station.
Okay. I like that.
It's a good way to visualize it.
It's not just about feeling good.
Right.
It's about recognizing that our vibrational state
impacts our experience.
Impacts our experiences.
That's for sure.
So the higher our vibration,
the more we attract.
The more likely we are to attract positive things.
Exactly.
It's like we become magnets for the things that resonate with our frequency.
Like attracts.
Like, so let's apply that to the law of attraction.
Okay. Yeah.
It's not just wishing for things.
Mm-hmm.
It's about aligning our inner world with our desires.
And that includes our subconscious beliefs.
Oh, those subconscious beliefs.
They can be tricky.
They can really sabotage us.
Sometimes we're not even aware of them.
Yeah, and then we wonder why things aren't manifesting.
Exactly.
So if we want to attract abundance, but we have a deep-seated belief that we're not worthy.
Right.
We're sending mixed signals.
The universe is confused.
The universe is like, what do you want?
Make up your mind.
Exactly.
That's why visualization is so important.
Yeah, and affirmations.
They help us reprogram those beliefs.
Okay, so how does that actually work?
It's about creating a new blueprint.
For our reality.
Yeah, using our imagination and emotions.
So it's not just our thoughts, but our feelings too?
It's the combination of both.
It's interesting.
It is.
Because earlier we talked about the law of correspondence.
As above, so below.
Yeah, as above, so below.
So if we want to change our external reality,
yeah,
we need to start by changing our internal world.
Yeah, makes sense.
It's about recognizing that our thoughts and beliefs create our reality.
Powerful stuff.
It is.
So are we finally ready?
I think so.
To dive into the law of gender.
Let's do it.
Okay, remind me again.
All right.
This isn't about biological sex, right?
No, it's about energy.
Okay.
Masculine and feminine energy.
Well, this law is all about the balance of masculine and feminine energy.
Within each of us.
Within each of us and in the universe as a whole.
It's about the dance between these two forces.
Okay, tell me more about that dance.
So masculine energy is often associated with action, logic, assertiveness.
Like the driving force.
Yeah, the driving force of creation.
And feminine energy is more about
intuition,
nurturing, receptivity.
Like the receptive womb of creation.
Exactly.
Where ideas are nurtured.
Just brought to life.
So these two energies aren't opposed to each other.
No, they're complementary.
They need each other.
To create, to manifest, to evolve.
So it's about finding that sweet spot, that balance.
That's the key. But that balance might look different for everyone, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Some of us might naturally lean
towards one or the other.
They're more towards the masculine.
Or the feminine.
Or the feminine.
It's about self-awareness.
So if I'm someone who's always on the go.
Okay.
Always pushing, always striving.
You might benefit from cultivating more feminine energy.
Like stillness, receptivity, allowing.
Exactly.
Someone who's very nurturing and giving.
Okay.
Might need to develop more masculine energy.
Like setting boundaries?
Yeah, setting boundaries, being more assertive.
Finding that balance.
It's about that dynamic interplay.
The dance between doing and being.
Giving and receiving.
Creating and nurturing.
I like that.
And this dance is happening everywhere.
Yeah, like in nature.
The cycles of nature, the seasons.
The sob and flow of life.
It's a reflection of this interplay.
Between masculine and feminine.
It's pretty mind-blowing when you think about it.
It is. I'm starting to see how all these laws are interconnected.
They've all fit together.
They do.
Like pieces of a puzzle.
Okay, I need a minute to process all this.
Let's take a break.
Yeah, let's take a break.
We'll be back soon.
We'll be back for part three.
To wrap it all up.
All right, we're back.
For the final round.
This deep dive has been
quite a journey.
A whirlwind.
So many ideas.
Yeah, so many mind-expanding concepts.
It really makes you think.
It does. I'm seeing the world in a whole new light.
That's the power of these universal laws.
It is.
They can really shift your perspective.
For this final part.
Okay.
Let's try to distill all this into some practical takeaways.
Make it actionable.
What are the key things people should remember
as they start applying this stuff?
For their own lives.
Well, I think the biggest takeaway is that we're not just passive bystanders.
We're not just along for the ride.
We have the power to shape our reality.
We're co-creators.
Exactly.
Okay, so where do we even begin?
That's the question, right?
There are so many laws, so many principles.
It can feel overwhelming.
It can.
But remember, it's a journey.
Not a destination.
You don't have to master everything at once.
Okay, that's good to hear.
Start small.
Small steps.
Choose one or two laws that resonate with you.
All right.
And experiment.
Maybe I could start with a gratitude practice.
Oh, that's a good one.
And Guest Life talked about how powerful it is to just write down
three things.
Three things you're grateful for each day.
Gratitude is like a vibrational boost.
And maybe I could also try visualization.
Oh, visualization is huge.
Your creators really emphasize that.
Yeah, creating that mental picture.
Of your desired outcome.
It's about feeling it as if it's already happened.
Not just thinking it, but feeling it.
That's the key.
So it's not about manipulating or forcing things.
No, it's about alignment.
Aligning your energy.
With what you want.
You can't just wish for $1 million.
And expect it to appear.
No, you have to become the kind of person who vibrates at the frequency of abundance.
It's about embodying that energy.
That makes a lot of sense.
The process.
Speaking of process.
Yeah.
How do we shift those limiting beliefs?
Ah, the big question.
And the ones that hold us back.
It takes time and effort.
But you said awareness is key?
Awareness is the first step.
Okay.
The more aware we become,
yeah,
the more power we have to choose.
So we can become conscious architects.
Of our own minds.
Instead of being ruled by our subconscious.
That's the goal.
That's powerful.
And that's where mindfulness comes in.
Oh, yeah. Mindfulness and meditation.
They help us cultivate that awareness.
To observe our thoughts.
Without judgment.
So we're not trying to eliminate negative thoughts.
No, that's not realistic.
The law of polarity, right?
Duality is part of life.
It's about learning to dance with it all.
The light and the shadow.
The good and the bad.
It's all part of the experience.
Then the law of rhythm reminds us.
Everything is cyclical.
There will be ups and downs.
Ebb and flow.
It's about flowing with it.
Not resist.
I love that quote from Serenity Knowledge.
Which one?
The universe doesn't work on your timetable.
Oh, yeah.
It works on its own timetable.
Trust the timing.
So patience and trust are important.
Absolutely.
Even when things get tough.
Challenges are opportunities.
To learn and grow.
To become more resilient.
And it all comes back to...
the law of oneness.
That interconnectedness.
We're all in this together.
Our thoughts, emotions, actions.
They have a ripple effect.
So it's not just about us.
It's about the collective.
When we raise our vibration.
We uplift everyone.
What a beautiful thought.
It is.
We each have the power to make a difference.
By living in alignment.
With these universal principles.
That's the key.
Well said.
Thank you.
I think that's a perfect note to end on.
I agree.
To our listeners.
Yes.
Keep exploring these universal laws.
Experiment.
And discover your own power.
The universe is supporting you.